Joining us now is Jay Rattler from daytradefund.com. Take a look at what's happening with our market, our money, and the madness of what's happening with Wall Street. Jay, welcome in. Thanks for being here.
Madness is for sure the word, because of course, you and I have had a pretty even keel on all of this, knowing that we weren't going to have 2024 being the year of all of these 5, 6, 7 massive rate cuts by the end of the year and all this. And that. We knew inflation, because we're students of history and we remember inflation's not that easy to lick. And finally, Wall Street's finally catching up to that, because we had our latest report that showed last week the economy is not cooling as fast as expected. And that means maybe now the first interest rate cut could be September, and there's only a 50-50 shot at that. And the other thing is, if the economy heats up a bit, the Fed's made it clear they could do an interest rate hike before they start seeing any sort of cuts. So a lot of, concern, confusion, and what have you on Wall Street as they try to figure all this out.
Jay, let me ask you, we were talking about this earlier today as we hit 40,000 with the Dow, and we see that the market, as far as your 401ks are going, are looking better and stabilizing, and even seeing some green instead of red on your charts. How is the market reacting so well and moving in that direction when outside the market, Main Street is still struggling to buy bread at the grocery store and prices are still soaring everywhere?
Well, when you look at the Dow, and that's a collection of 30 stocks, that's one thing that a lot of people will look at saying, hey, we're at 40,000. But again, we're talking about a couple dozen plus companies. Mm-hmm. And that's really, there's a disconnect between that Wall Street and Main Street that we've talked about before. Many times that's not reflective of what's really going on the ground. But there's also a great deal of optimism that continues to flow into the market. And it's a bit overhyped as far as I'm concerned, because, look, I remember everything from the dot-com bubble to what happened in the markets after the attack of 9/11, the financial crisis of 2008, and the other things that we've had, the pandemic and all, that have really caused the market to react in a violent way. JT, in almost every single one of those instances, in the weeks leading up to the time when we had some of those precipitous drops, everything was great.
Yeah.
And everything was going up, and there was nothing but clear skies ahead. And, you know, the market's correct on an ongoing basis, and this one is way overdue for one. And when you look at some of the things that are going on right now, the consumer debt continues to go up, and that's a concern for the Fed, because they're thinking, how can we be having an economy that is doing as well as this if Americans are resorting to debt to try to make some of this happen?
Right.
And how long can they do that? Because the delinquencies are up as well. And if that continues, just on the personal side of things, we're going to start to see some corrections coming forth on several stocks.
All right. Very good. Jay Rattliff, daytradefund.com. Always great insight, Jay. Thank you so much.